therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. These are the words of Jesus right before he ascended into heaven. These are the words of Jesus after he had lived a perfect life and been sacrificed for our sins. These are the words of Jesus after his intensive 3-year ministry to the world. These are the words of Jesus after he came, after the Holy Spirit was promised. These are the words of Jesus. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. What has God asked you to do? At Katie Records, we focus on building ministry. We focus on the individual's ministry. We focus on doing what God has called us to do, no matter where we come from, no matter who we are, no matter what our background is or our education. What has God asked you to do? Is there anyone on the planet who can walk saying that they have no ministry? Are you able to look around in the world and point out the other ministers, but say to yourself, God hasn't called me, I have no talent, or even, I don't know what my calling is? As I read to you today from Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, I want you to remember what Jesus said. Go ye, go you, teach, baptize, teach all the things. We're called to go. We're called to teach. We're called to baptize in the name of God. We're called to teach, and we're called to teach them to observe all of those things. This is what God has asked us to do. A few days ago, I was at a Bible ministerial conference, and I asked a few people what God had called them to do. And some of the people said, oh, no, no. I'm not a minister, you know, I'm just a member, or I'm just visiting, you know. And I said, well, what has God asked you to do? And then, you know, slowly things would come out of them, things about that what they were good at and the things that they enjoyed and the tuggings on their heart in regards to personal ministry. As a follower of God, we are all called. As a follower of God, we are all called to do what he did. We are all called to be like Jesus. So what did Jesus do? He went about doing good. He went about teaching. He went about healing. He went about loving. He went about providing. He went about praying. He went about interacting. This is what Jesus did. He went about resting. Don't forget, come aside and rest a while, even though Jesus is the one who used to stay up all night and pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. Jesus is the one who went hard before he went home. Before he went home, he went hard. This is that Jesus who also said, come aside and rest a while. What has God asked you to do? In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, it says, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, justly, and to love mercy, mercy, and to walk humbly, humbly walk with thy God. That's Micah 6, verse 8. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod. And who hath appointed it? Deuteronomy 10:12 says, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you this day for your own good. Behold the heaven, and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, your God, the earth also, with all that is therein. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked, for the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Verse 19 says, love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise. He is thy God that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Listen, what has God asked you to do? If you serve the Lord with gladness, if you come before his presence with thanksgiving and know that he is the Lord God, that he made us, that we didn't make ourselves, that we're his people, we're the sheep in his pasture, then we come before him with thanksgiving and we go before him with praise. If we do the things that the Bible reminds us that we should do when dealing with a holy God, then we will begin to understand a need to serve. So you may say to yourself, I don't have a talent. When I was growing up, I had so many people come and tell me, you're blessed. God has blessed you with a talent. I don't have one. And at the time, I felt just as troubled as they did. Because when I looked around, I saw certain things were elevated. And there was like an empty space for the rest of society. If you didn't have a degree from the seminary and preach, if you didn't play anything, if you didn't sing, there seemed to be few opportunities for service. But listen, God is not limited in his thinking. He's not stilted. He's not small. He's huge. He invented every individual from his own desire. You're here because he wants you. So, what does he ask you to do? I had somebody tell me the other day that God has asked them to serve as a host, to invite people home. That's what God's calling on their life is, to be a hostess, to invite people, to provide a loving space, community. And who knows what he'll do from there? But in the meantime, this is what he has asked this person to do. I had somebody else tell me that God had asked them to focus on their family. Oh, don't take that as an excuse. Don't take that as an excuse. Just like back in the day, people used to say, because our example should be a good representative of who Christ is, we don't have to ever talk to people. You know, most of the time, you don't have to say anything because your actions speak louder than your words. So you have whole generations of people who don't understand what it means to witness, to open up their mouth wide and let it be filled by their Father. So don't take that as an excuse and say, I'll just focus on my family and then forget all about it. A calling is a special thing. It's a personal thing. And God knows you. If you ask him, he'll tell you what he wants from you. Perhaps he wants you to pick up garbage in your neighborhood. Now that may sound silly, but if you're picking up garbage in the neighborhood, God can use that. Somebody's going to see it. Beautification of the earth is important. This was a part of the calling for Adam and for Eve. They were to dress it, the garden, which God had just made. So think about it. Perhaps it's sewing. Perhaps it's cooking. Perhaps it's gardening and giving away your profits. Perhaps it's helping to build other nonprofits. Well, this is what Katie Records does. We focus on, okay? Perhaps it's in broadcasting. Do you have a ministry? If you, by the way, let me just put this in the side. If you have something that needs promotion or you're working on a project that needs to be finished, let us know because we really want to help you. We want to help. Perhaps your calling is in raising children, giving children guidance and direction, loving information. Perhaps your calling is in education. Perhaps your calling is in Bible studies, in asking questions or answering questions. Perhaps your calling is in random acts of kindness. Who knows but you and God? Think about it. Get busy, because the Lord is coming for an active people. In Revelation 22:12, the faithful witness says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." His work shall be. The Lord is coming for those who will reap the harvest. Remember what he said to his disciples? The harvest is ripe. The laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest that he will thrust forth reapers. Be a reaper, because there will be no lazy people in heaven. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want you to know I love you.
You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I'll seek you till I find. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I seek you, I seek you, I will find you, find you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I seek you till I find you.